Doctor, before we get to the conception of all this, how are you and your family, even the family dog, testing positive for COVID-19? How are you guys holding up right now?
Well, thanks so much for asking. We're all doing great. We were sick for a few weeks back in March, but we're very fortunate to recover and are all feeling fine.
How did you go about conceiving this idea to connect frontline healthcare workers with these so important resources at healthcare organizations during this shutdown?
Yeah, I think that it is a really difficult time for so many folks in our society these days, and certainly for first responders and healthcare workers. There's working in the COVID unit at UNC in March, really appreciated and experienced firsthand these different stresses that COVID workers are under, the sort of the anxieties about getting sick yourself, the much greater fear about infecting and harming someone close to you, the loved ones. There's a lot of attempts to isolate yourself from family and other people that you know. And so there's a lot of isolation, and then just seeing so much sadness and so much, so many difficult circumstances that patients are in. Just all it's a lot right now. And so experiencing that and kind of hoping that we could do a little bit more to support the mental health of our healthcare workers. I reached out to a colleague of mine at Google, Obi Felton, who I'd had the chance to work with in the past, and she leads one of the companies within sort of the Google Alphabet umbrella. And I contacted her about developing an app, and was very fortunate that she was all in. And so then working with some colleagues from friends at sort of academic medical centers, Harvard and Cooper and Brown and a variety of places, together with a whole slew of fantastic folks from UNC. And then just really dozens of volunteers across Google and Alphabet who spent a ton of time this spring. And really, we all went really, really pedal to the metal in April and May and June trying to develop this app. And they developed the app on a platform they have called Google Cloud, which is a computing platform they have. And we're able to get this together to launch nationally today.
Well, the app is available through the App Store, Google Play Store in the U.S., and the good news is it's free of charge to first responders, healthcare workers, and their organizations. Did you witness anything firsthand how this is impacting frontline healthcare workers and others confronting patients on a daily basis with this?
Yeah, for sure. So I think that it is, even for someone who's worked in the emergency department for 20 years and seen a lot, that this, this COVID time is really, it's really something different in terms of, it can be somewhat overwhelming at times to see people who are so sick or to be struggling with so much. And I really see it on the faces of my colleagues in the COVID area. So, people who are living apart from, I have a friend who lives apart from a child they have that has special needs and is particularly vulnerable to COVID. And so they haven't seen their young child in weeks. And or a friend of mine who's got a spouse with metastatic cancer that is very concerned about spreading that. And just people are under individual challenges that are very heavy. The app works that in this way, like people, if you download the app, then the app sort of every week pushes you just a quick 5-minute survey, asks about anxiety, depression, sleep, stress, those types of symptoms, gives you a brief summary report of sort of how you're doing, and then lets you see trends over time, and then also lets you really easily connect to different mental health resources that are free or low cost to COVID workers and first responders.